From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's CEO.
September 6th.
Here are 5 stories I'd flag if you missed yesterday's end of day.
Let's get into it.
First, from Hackaday, this whole computer inside this mouse. Specifically, he starts with a Galaxy S21 5G.
Starting with a Samsung means he can leave the stock Android alone and just take advantage of Samsung's DX desktop mode, rather than layer a Linux environment on top or replace the operating system entirely with something like Postmarket OS, which are both viable options.
With the battery compartment removed, the phone guts fit with shocking ease in the One's wireless mouse. Of course, that's not a great thermal environment, but that's what the brass is for. Next.
Second, from Emerging Eye.
GPT-6 Astra, the practical setup guide. What's actually different under the hood is how Astra treats a task as a little workflow instead of a single answer. After it spits out a response, it can keep the session alive, launch a browser, click through a site, edit code, run tests, and iterate until the job feels done.
In practice, you hand me a repo or a spreadsheet, and it manipulates the files directly, not just describing what to do. The numbers back that up. On the OS World benchmark, Astra hit 72.6% versus 65.7% for the previous model, and the average simulated task dropped from about 75 minutes to 40.
It also crossed OpenAI's critical cybersecurity tier, meaning it can spot and chain together unknown vulnerabilities in hardened systems. Bottom line, for anyone who just wants to get stuff done, stop treating Astra like a cube and a bot and start giving it concrete jobs. Test a website, fix a bug, polish a presentation, and watch it handle a whole process end to end.
Up next,
third, from the Chipletter.
His Wikipedia entry describes him as an American mathematics professor, author, hedge fund manager, and blackjack researcher before elaborating that he pioneered the modern applications of probability theory, including the harnessing of very small correlations for reliable financial gain.
In
fact, Thorpe's life has been much more eventful than that introduction would imply.
The innovative HP computer behind the hedge fund pioneer, Edward O. Thorpe, is one of those people who really should be better known.
And then,
fourth, from Rich on Tech. 3 ways to stop hackers, Amazon's scan checker, and iFlight price alerts 190 September 5, 2026. Prefer to listen to the free version? Find it here. Driver's license scans exposed. More than 153 million US and Canadian ID records were reportedly offered on the dark web. Freeze your credit and consider an ARS identity protection PIN.
Next. Fifth, from Hackaday.
Can AI now design PCBs that just work? Hey, I just read about OpenAI's new GPT-6 Astra and how it's trying to design PCBs directly in KiCad. The big surprise is that it can take a schematic and spit out a routed board, but the real test comes from the eBench benchmark. GPT-6 scores about 6-9%, similar to Claude Opus 5, and it's faster and cheaper.
Still, the results show it's not a silver bullet for production. Engineers still need to validate and tweak the designs.
So it's a neat shortcut for quick prototypes, but full-scale manufacturing still needs human.
This means the campaigns are using the technology to court voters, despite limits imposed by leading AI companies to protect elections from the technology's risks. 2 candidates said explicitly in filings that they had used the subscription for advertising, even though the company's policies prohibit candidates from using their tools to generate ads.
Up next.
6th, from Slashdot. How US campaigns are already using AI to try to sway voters.
39 US congressional candidates reported paying for an OpenAI subscription this election cycle, writes the Washington Post, citing campaign finance disclosures.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.
That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.